TED Audio Collective.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. In April 1912, a warning about an ice field on the Atlantic went ignored by a member of the Titanic's communications team. Why are we so bad at listening to warnings to avoid catastrophe? In this talk from 2017, Sam Feinberg sends us alarm signals on the threat of a catastrophic electrical blackout. He begins by asking us to imagine our lives without electricity.
You walk outside, you turn on your phone, there's no signal. You go back inside, you turn on the TV, no signal. You turn on the radio, no power. You turn on the faucet, no water. You turn on the fridge, no refrigeration, your food starts to spoil. You walk outside, cars pile up, no streetlights. Societal order starts to break down. There's mass evacuations. The emergency responders who during the first few days were desperately trying to evacuate people trapped in elevators have now left their positions, like many did during Katrina, to protect themselves and their own families. But why get depressed and worry about something like that if there's no way it could ever happen? If there's no way we could ever experience a large blackout affecting the entire or a large portion of the United States of America. The unfortunate news is that the threat of such a blackout is very real. Now, there are a few things that we all know could disrupt life as we know it and make it very bad. Nuclear war, asteroid collision, aliens invading, a horrific disease pandemic, a giant plague. And when we think about those things, we get scared because they'd be very bad. But then we get comforted because there's a really small percentage chance they happen. And then we figure, you know what, it's not worth even thinking about this stuff because there's no solution to it. Well, the threat of a blackout, the threat of a prolonged loss of electric power is similar in one way and different in two to those other threats. It's similar because it's that scale of magnitude as far as how much damage it would do to our society and to the rest of the world, to the human race. But it is a non-trivial probability of occurring. And there's a lot we can do, but aren't, to prevent it. So, the news anchor, really famous guy, Ted Koppel, wrote a book about this issue, about grid security. And in that book, he compares the electrical grid to a big balloon with a lot of vents. Some bring air in, some bring air out. And obviously, you need the right balance of air in and air out. If there's too much air in, it pops and the basket crashes. If there's too much air out, it deflates and the basket crashes. So Ted uses this to draw an analogy to the electrical grid. You've got to balance supply and demand. You've got to have the right amount of electricity in and the right amount of electricity out, or the whole thing stops working, potentially for a very long time. There are four ways that could happen. The first won't surprise you. It's a cyber attack. Anyone who reads the news will know that Russia and China already likely have that capability, that it's not too difficult for terrorist groups to acquire that capability, And if JP Morgan, which spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year on protecting its systems, can be breached, and Target can be breached, and Equifax can be breached, that the much smaller companies that run independent parts of the grid, that control maybe just one or two or three of those flaps on our balloon, can be breached far more easily. Two, solar weather. The sun strikes the Earth with a big burst of energy known as a coronal mass ejection, a CME. The last big one was in 1859. It was known as the Carrington Storm, and it exploded a bunch of telegraphs. Three, an electromagnetic pulse attack. The way that works is very simple. A big bomb, usually nuclear, goes up into the atmosphere, about 30 kilometers of height or greater, explodes, and emits a burst of electromagnetic energy that fries anything with electricity. Four, a physical attack. Our grid is a little like a hot air balloon, but it's also a little like the Death Star. Because if you hit it in the right spot, the whole thing explodes. Not really, but functionally, it stops working. If you take out just a handful, about nine, of the critical electric transformers, step up, step down power transformers, high voltage transformers across the country, of which we have a few thousand, you can take out the entire grid. How do you solve this problem? We are really bad at listening to warnings about disaster. Why didn't New Orleans, New England, Houston, or Florida protect their infrastructure from the effects of storms and floodings before the hurricanes, not after? Because we are really bad at listening to warnings about disaster. And so it is terribly challenging to muster the political will, the financial and the political capital, the media attention, to change the law and fix ourselves and appropriate funds and expand regulation to solve this problem. Especially when there are so many other problems in the here and now that remain unresolved. But unlike Superman, we cannot do it alone. Our success will depend upon whether the people in this audience, watching online and all around the world, decide to put up a fight. Just by knowing, all of you are now part of the solution, but knowing is not enough. Our success will depend on whether you leave this auditorium and tell your friends, tell your families, tell your classmates, tell your coworkers, tell your dog about this problem, whether you tell your senators and your congresspeople how much you care, whether you donate to an organization that campaigns on this issue, whether you organize in your communities, in your homes, in your schools, in your places of work.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Chattanooga, Tennessee. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Baylor School. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.